Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus. We welcome you this morning to the program Because He Lives. This program is sponsored by the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District and Federal Motor Spirits. We thank God for these two entities over the years for their sponsorship of this program. For you, the listeners this morning, I want to wish each and every one of you a blessed new year. I am the Reverend Delbert Edgell from the Church of the Nazarene, Chapel Gap, St. Michael. For our thoughts this morning, I want to direct us to Joel chapter 2, and I'll be reading verses 23 through 27 for us. Be glad, O people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the autumn rains in righteousness. He sends you abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains as before. The threshing floor will be filled with grain. The vats will overflow with new wines and oil. I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the great locusts and the young locusts, the other locusts and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you. You will have plenty to eat until you are full. And you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be ashamed. Then you will know that I am in Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and that there is no other. Never again will my people be ashamed. Amen. Let us pray. Our gracious God and our Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. How we thank you for this privilege this morning. We thank you that you have given us a brand new day. But even more so, Lord, you have given us the start of the year 2023. Without you, God, we are nothing. But we are so thankful that with you, we have everything that we need. We pray, God, that you would bless this program this morning. We pray that every listener will be touched by the Spirit of the living God. Those who are sick and sad and lonely, oh God, we pray for strength for them. We pray for courage. We pray for comfort. Let your Spirit move upon every heart this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray with thankfulness. Amen and amen. During the course of this week, beginning this evening, the churches of the Nazarene Barbados District will be having 6 days of prayer. We will conclude on Friday at 5:30 p.m. through 7 p.m. at the Bank Hall Church of the Nazarene. You are invited to be with us as we join together and as we seek the face of the Lord, calling upon the name of the Lord to intervene on our behalf and to give guidance to us as a people as we seek to go through this year. Thank you for your understanding and cooperation. The passage of scripture that I read to you in Joel chapter 2, one can say that it sounds very good, the verses that were read. But it comes on the back of what was said earlier. We know very little about Joel, only that he was a prophet and the son of Bethuel. He may have lived in Jerusalem because his audience was Judah, the southern kingdom. Whoever he was, Joel speaks forthrightly and forcefully in this short, powerful book. His message is one of foreboding and warning, but it is also filled with hope, restoration. For very often, we speak of God as the God of love, the God of judgment, the God of wrath. But he's also the God who restores. He is a restorer. Joel states that our Creator, the omnipotent Judge, is also merciful, and He wants to bless all those who trust in Him. Joel begins by describing a terrible plague of locusts that covers the land and devours the crops. The devastation brought on by these creatures is but a foretaste of the coming judgment of Almighty God. Joel therefore urges the people to turn from their sin and turn back to God. I would like to say that the message is equally applicable to us today in Barbados and the nations of this world. Woven into this message of judgment and the need for repentance is an affirmation of God's kindness and blessings. He promises for all who follow Him. Now repentance isn't a word that is used much today because it seems to be a bad word. But that was the crux of the message of John the Baptist when he came on the scene. And it was the same message that Jesus preached when he began his earthly ministry. And may I add that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Everyone. It is all inclusive. No one has a title deed on Almighty God. Not one man or a particular church. The gospel is universal. Every single man that is born into this world has the capacity to believe in the living God and have his or her life transformed by the power of Almighty God. In chapter 1, verses 4 through 12, a picture of utter devastation is painted. It's seen as if there is blow after blow. Joel's detailed description has caused many to believe that he was referring to an actual locust plague that God was bringing upon his people and upon the land. But there is another view that the locusts symbolize the invading armies, such as the palmer worm representing the Assyrians and the Chaldeans, the locusts representing the Persians and the Medes, the canker worm representing the Greeks and particularly Antiochus Epiphanes, the caterpillar, the Romans. What was or whoever they were, the picture is not a good one. This speaks to us also as a nation and as a church. We must go back to the old pillars and call for repentance. For if we are going to see a turning around in our nation and even in our assemblies, there must be a clarion call that we must repent. The prophet of old once remarked, "We have sinned against God, just like our fathers." He did not exclude himself. And so, if we are going to see national restoration, then it is going to call for national repentance. We have to get back to God. We have to allow God to be the centerpiece, not only of our lives, but our homes, our community. We need to have God back in our lives as a people, if we are going to see the good that God has promised to us. The people's physical and moral senses were dull then, and they are dull now, based on what we are seeing today in our society. And it is making us oblivious to sin. Joel called them to awaken them from their complacency and to admit their sins before it was too late. Otherwise, everything will be destroyed. Even the grapes that caused their drunkenness. Our times of peace and prosperity can lull us to sleep. We must never let material abundance hinder our spiritual readiness. Think of how the war in Ukraine has altered our world. Think of how COVID in the last few years has affected us. Let us wake up. Let us wake up. In spite of the situation that existed then and the situation that exists now, God can restore, but action must be taken. It seems as though there are some persons in our society who seem to be vexed with Almighty God because of COVID. One must understand that there are things that we have absolutely no control over. However, even in the midst of difficulties and problems, and I dare say even COVID, it does not stop God from working on behalf of his people. Some people prefer to dwell on the negatives of COVID. But also, I would like to say that COVID has taught us some lessons. In fact, it has taught us how to improvise. It has taught us how to do church differently. It has taught us how we can touch the lives of individuals across the globe. It has taught us how we can work remotely. And the list goes on. In fact, I dare say there are churches who have connected with individuals during COVID. And even though the situation is somewhat different, yet that connection remains, whether they are in the Caribbean or in North America. Persons who were not accustomed attending church have connected with churches on the various platforms. So even in the midst of this pandemic, God's purposes for his church is being fulfilled. God has given us a prescription. The prescription is found in chapter 2 from verse 12. Yes, when there are problems, when people have strayed from the Almighty God and he calls us to a place of repentance, it just does not start there, but it leads to one walking in holiness with the Almighty God. The Lord is saying, turn to me. Turn to me, the Almighty God. Don't just change your clothes. Have a heart transplant. And who is the initiator of the heart transplant? Almighty God. He says, I will give you a new heart. Because I am gracious and compassionate, I am slow to anger and abounding in love. Who knows? I may turn and have pity and leave behind a blessing. I'm reminded of that song. When you're blessed, you're blessed. Then you can go to the verses I read earlier from chapter 2, verses 23 through 27. When we do what God requires, he does what he promises. He says, I will restore. There are four things you will receive. Number one, I see him given us a place from being hungry to a place of being satisfied. Secondly, he gives us praise. Sometimes in difficulties, persons find it difficult to praise the name of the Lord God. I dare say even in the midst of COVID, some persons have lost their praise. They have lost the ability to dance and to leap for joy. But God has promised, even though the situation seems difficult, the word of God reminds us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Can I say that the doors of God's house is open? You do not need to be fearful. There are still those who believe that because COVID is still lingering, that it is okay for them to stay away from the house of God. But I say to you, there is nothing better than when you get together with your brothers and sisters in the Lord and you're able to rejoice in the God of your salvation. Remember the little jingle that says, there's a thrill you get when you get together with God's people. Thirdly, prescription number three, purpose. God permissively allowed the locusts. He gave the devil permission. Why? Because they had forsaken him. Whenever a nation turns its back from the Almighty God, because you do not want anything to do with God, God turns away from you. You do not have to wait until you get to rock bottom to turn to God. He is saying, I need you to come back to me. What is hindering you from serving God? What is the locus in your life? Listen to the word of God. He has done wondrous things for you. He loves you. He loves you from the foundation of the world. That is why he sent his son, the Prince of Peace. Fourthly, God offers protection. The enemy had their way then, but God came in. He stepped in and he provided the necessary protection. Whenever I think of God stepping into a situation and bringing victory to his people, my thoughts dwell on 2 Chronicles chapter 20, the account of Jehoshaphat and the armies that surrounded him. Jehoshaphat turned to God. He issued a challenge to his people to turn also to God. Can I say that no matter what the odds are against you, God is able to help you. He can neutralize all those odds because he is God. He says, come and let us reason together, saith the Lord. When he issues that invitation is that we might turn to him and serve him. I pray this morning that we would indeed be attentive to the very still, small voice of the Almighty God that he speaks to us. Because he does so because he wants us to respond to him. There is a song entitled, He'll Do It Again. And there is a young lady who sings this song so beautifully. Her name is Tiffany Campbell Daly. God is able to do for us that which he has promised. His desire is that we would follow him and commit our lives to him. Father, we thank you and we praise your name for the time that we were able to hear you speaking to us through your word. And God, we ask that even as we have been reminded that in spite of the things that we might be encountering, you are able to restore us. Help us to call upon your name and to seek your face. This is my prayer in Jesus' name with thankfulness. Amen.
You may be down and feel like God has somehow forgotten that you were faced with circumstances you can't get through. And right now it seems like there's no way out and you're going under.
Okay.